Healing crystals, skincare routines, knitting a sweater, fitting in jeans. With Katie and Sarah, no need to worry, you're on a lady journey.
Oh my gosh, welcome to Lady Journey, everybody.
Yeah, welcome. It's a rainy winter.
Oh, it's so winter rainy.
I don't like this time of the year.
No, this is the time of the year where you almost get like a suicidal ideation because the weather is so, there's no letting up.
It's
like,
misleading because you go, spring has a nice sound to it. But really spring in New York or the Northeast is the most depressing weather I've ever been.
Gloomy.
It's gloomy. Joe's always like such a New Englander and he loves it. And I'm like, I hate it. It's depressing here.
Yeah,
it sucks.
I want heat. I want high temperatures. I want iced
flowers.
Coffee.
I want blooms.
Yeah. And it's just raining and still 40 degrees every day. And then at night, it's just freezing.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm wearing a full turtleneck, which I...
We have the heater on.
A layered sweater.
Sweater on sweater action.
But I do like a rainy day like today because it almost feels like, ooh, cozy.
Yes. But then, you know, you guys had to walk here or deal with the elements. I get to stay... running spots in this weather when you're like, I need to get clips and now I look
wet.
Like a wet rat.
Yeah, you're wet. You're hungry, but you can't get a snack because you will just be eating rainwater.
This has happened to me once before. I've walked into a place and somebody goes, is it raining outside? And you're like, no. And you're like, oh, my head is greasy.
Hello.
Hi.
That's fun because today's
insulting.
Topic is hygiene.
Hygiene. Oh, but, nice segue.
Yeah, let me get
Do we get into the rocks?
Let me do the crystals first because we had a new amazing Patreon member join, Cindy. Welcome, Cindy.
Welcome.
Now, your friend gave this.
Natasha.
Oh, I love her.
Yes.
She's such a fun gal.
Very helpful, too.
I love that this has a little price tag on it. This costs $6,
so
Cindy.
Earthy.
We keep it on to remember where we've come from. Fluorite is one of my favorite stones. This is gorgeous. I love fluorite because it's like combines green and purple, and you can see like beautiful marbling in it.
Yes. And then we looked it up. Did we look
we
it up?
Did
All
look
I
it
know
up.
Is the common word in the rock community is grounding, which makes sense because it is from the ground.
And that's my therapeutic practice that I'm trying. It's when you get upset, you ground. You ground, touch in with yourself, take a pause.
Which is actually weird sometimes because people talk about like sometimes it's good to have delusion.
Yes. I mean,
to keep you going.
I feel like I've been running amok in my mind because I've been on the Zoloft and everything's been going great. So I haven't been living mindfully at all. I'm just running around eating a scone every other hour for my meal. I'm like, I feel great. What could go wrong? But now I've come to grips with the fact that I can't only eat scones. I'm like, why
That's
am I tired? Why
I
am I tired every night? And it's because of the scones.
Yeah.
They will put you down. It's like a tranquilizer.
It's a pastry rock. It's a rock pastry.
It truly is.
Yes.
Now, fluorite, we've got grounding for sure. I also have found that it combines peace, positivity, and heart-opening vibrations into one powerful, effective energy tool. Oh my God, Cindy. When you have
one tool?
I'm like, is it working on me right now? Because I'm feeling fatigue, probably from all the white flour that I've been eating with my scone diet.
You don't want a lot of portals.
You don't want a lot of portals. Cindy, stick to one portal.
Keep it simple. With one grounding tool.
Yes, that's so true. Well, thanks again, Cindy, for joining the Patreon. And hey, if you're up for it, you out there listening, whomever you are, we've got $5 and $10 tiers, and we would greatly appreciate your support.
We get bonus episodes every weekend.
We did a great one last week. We talked about safety. We talked about the subway puncher.
Oh, and he's been caught.
But now there's another puncher who's emerged. This is being a woman. But we did talk about some safety techniques.
And some anecdotes that we've shared in the past. And
Sarah was held up at gunpoint.
And somebody found the murder I talked about in the news article and shared it on the Patreon. So.
Yes, and we do have a community. We have a community of journeyers on there, and we'd love to have a dialogue.
It's men.
It's It's men, but thank you, Ian. Thank you for sharing. And also, if you want to leave a review for Lady Journey on Spotify or iTunes, screenshot the review, email it to ladyjourneypodcast@gmail.com, and I will be sending you a secret, very private bag of Lady Journey accoutrement.
Yes.
And I just re-upped. I got new supplies for it. So look out. One of the supplies, I will say, is a spell candle.
Oh.
But I won't say what it's for.
Ooh, I like a spell candle. I like the idea of...
just lighting the candle and having that be...
Like, yeah, and that's all you need to do to write the world.
I saw a spell on TikTok last night, and it was a male witch, so I'm not sure how...
Speaking of, we should also... I want to lightly touch on a male witch that's just been called out. Huberman.
Oh, that's who I was thinking you were saying. He is. He's a male bitch. Yeah. Speaking of, we had a whole episode. Maybe you remember a few episodes ago that the body. What's it called? Like it's like biohacking. That's what it is.
Yes.
It's actually patriarchal because you're forcing your wife to take care of your household and family while you are doing cold
plunges. While you're biohacking.
While you're. Injecting HGH into yourself.
And then his biohacking is also just like gaslighting women.
Yeah. I'm just aging well. It's like, no, you're on steroids.
You're draining the life source out of women and it's going to you.
Yes. Yeah.
It goes back to like, I don't think, yes, it's just hard to take some people seriously when they're like, I am a guru now. Because there was another guy that just got called out, some Indian guy.
Oh, it was So we almost read that book. We had a brief journey into saying that we were going to do self-help books on the Patreon. And that lasted about one book. Thank you to those of us who stuck with us. You know, we've had a lot going on. There's been Sarah brought a life into the world.
There's so many lady journeys.
But someone had requested Live Like a Monk, which was by this guy, Jay Shetty. And he had he was exposed as making up all of his guru experiences. He didn't actually live with monks.
Of course.
Yeah. So he had a little bit of... the curtain was pulled back on him.
Also, it's like really funny to be like, as a guy to be like, live like a monk. And then you're like, well, what are your wife and kids supposed to do?
I'm begging on the street and my wife is working, taking care of. And also it's like, live like a monk. Like, I don't know that the pursuit of like worldly riches, like blowing up on social media, which I will admit I am involved in. Yes. And that's what this is. But we're not proclaiming ourselves to be nuns over here.
Yes. Just take what you like. And leave the rest.
Take what you like and leave the rest.
That's
anyway.
What I feel about the Huberman situation. Like, yes, annoying, eye rolling. I don't feel like
and
he should be a leader.
Cheating on his wife with 5-6 women. It's like, I mean, he had to have time management. Your wife had to be doing a lot of work for you to have that much time.
I know that, but that goes back into like, if you can take cold plunges all the time and like these biohacking, like clearly you have a lot of time on your hands. Like,
yes.
Clean out the blender.
Clean
out your blender. I'm sure his
Order
protein shake
paper.
Blender has been hanging out in the sink for weeks soaking.
Oh my gosh. You know what? Mike left a cup. He left a cup with water in it and it got mold. Now we had to throw the cup out. Because I said, I'm not cleaning it. I won't be sucked in.
Well, that's what happened. It's the soaking.
You got to soak.
But then, as you said, it's like the blender takes up most of the sink and mm-hmm. it's just soaking there for days. And then what ends up happening is I need to clear out the sink for bottles and stuff. So then I end up cleaning the blender.
It doesn't need to soak that long.
That's why I feel like there should really be men and women sinks also in the kitchen.
Yes, I love this. I love this idea.
Yeah, you get your sink
hers.
His and her sinks for the kitchen.
Like a kosher kitchen, but kitchen. That's a tongue twister.
Yeah, kosher
kitchen. But one, it's not for meat and milk. It's for me and for my husband.
His blender and his skillet.
Yes, that he's been soaking. Now, the spell that I heard on TikTok from the man witch, it was a simple spell. You take a pinch of cinnamon and you stand at the threshold of your apartment or house, if you're a homeowner, which none of us are, and you blow it in and you say, prosperity, come in. And I did not do it, but I love the idea. Love the thought of it.
You should do it and then tape Mike being like, why is there cinnamon all over the floor?
We just have a dusting of cinnamon in our home. Now, where were we going? So hygiene. We're talking about hygiene. Yes, hygiene is now. So we last
you
2 years.
You forget about it because you feel like as an adult, like you've skipped over the hygiene part because that's really for teenagers because they're starting to stink.
Yes.
And they don't know.
It's like, oh, you need to do deodorant. Yeah.
A lot of people aren't taught hygiene. Have you ever been with a person? I'm just saying it doesn't need, men and women are just as gross.
Yes, yeah.
And I actually have a theory, a lot of hot women are disgusting.
Yes, I mean, hygiene is so much about, so much more than like what you're presenting. You know, it's like, yes, BO, okay, that's one element of a whole thing. And I gotta tell you, sometimes I have really bad hygiene. I mean, not with like wiping and stuff.
Yeah.
I go front to back every time, front to back. But it's so funny whenever you get a UTI. Have you ever noticed this? I had a period where I unfortunately was having recurrent UTIs.
I become a bitch on the UTI because I get so accusatory towards Joe. Like, you need to wash your dick more.
Where did the poop come from? It's a UTI.
It's you.
It's a horrific.
It's not me.
Yeah. It's a horrific. And then you have to go into the doctor because I also have, a touch of the hypochondria. And you go in and like they're accusing you. Like every time I went in, which was probably in a 2 year span, about 8 times.
Yeah.
They're like, well, are you wiping front to back? And you're like, ma'am.
How dare you?
Like,
how
I mean,
dare you?
I get starting at square one, but like,
you're like,
let's...
I don't wipe.
Yeah. I'm like wiping? What? I've just been putting my underwear back on.
Yeah, and going about my day.
Yeah.
But
so,
of course I'm wiping.
Of course I'm wiping. And it's like, you know, then they also, it's like, well, of course I had sex. That's what it is. I have
a joke
you're like, sorry.
I know. There is a shameful thing about the UTI. Mm. Once you have it, you know, everyone's like, somebody's been dirty in the bedroom.
Cranberry juice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or like you are shamed because apparently whoever you had sex with is like a filthy person.
He's
you're like,
eating.
I mean, he was, he had a job. Like, yeah, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. And I can't just micromanage and be like, did you wash your hands before you come into the bedroom?
Yeah. I'm supposed to bathe him before. But yeah, I feel like as I'm in a journey, a spring journey of realigning, cause I've been on the road for like a month and I all my good habits like fall to the wayside. Like I was telling you, like, I have not been washing my face at night.
It's out of sheer, it's laziness.
It's sheer. It's,
and I'm in there. I get that way too. Like I will have the best hygiene and then out of nowhere, I can't even tell you, it will fall off.
Yeah.
I just don't feel like doing any, like I've stopped washing my hands after I go to the bathroom. Just
oh
in my
gosh.
House. Just in my house.
That's a tough one. But, I mean, I will wash.
Sometimes you're like, what? It's not like I'm just wiping. I'm touching my butthole directly.
Right, right. If you're peeing, you're going to wash every time. No pee gun on me.
I know.
Yeah.
But, you know, I will go. I was an adamant hand washer. I'm going back to it.
Especially after COVID, I did get in the habit, which I loved. It was like every time I came in from outside, I would just wash my hands.
Same.
Every time. And then it gets like, it gets like, oh, I don't want to get that. Like,
yeah.
I went to my favorite place to go to. It's called Kiku in the East Village. It's all you can eat sushi. It's so good. And I went in. We went like December. We went in. I pushed the door open with my hand. And then we sat down. And I was like, I just touched the door. I don't want to wash my hands.
Yeah. It seems
silly. And
then
silly. I got sick. I got a cold from it.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's how it happens, stupid. Vigilance.
But it feels like it shouldn't. I kind of get when you're on the subway, I will come home and immediately, like, I will wash my hands.
Yeah, yeah.
And sometimes I do carry hand sanitizer with me.
Do you? That's good.
Yes. So particularly now with the baby, I'm like, I'll be on top.
Did you know a thing that you can do? Have you ever heard this? If you are out and you don't have soap and you're like, ugh, I got to eat, but I don't have, there's no bathroom access or whatever.
Yeah.
You can actually rub your hands together like this. And because you always have, you have microbiome,
okay,
even outside of your body.
That's fascinating.
And it will kind of create like a germ killing effect because you already have good germs on your hands.
Okay.
So even just rubbing them together, it helps a little bit. I mean, you don't want to be like touching something that you found on the ground,
right?
A dead pigeon, and then like, I'm good. Let nature take its course.
Well, I didn't think of this one. I usually don't tell people that they have to take their shoes off in the house because mainly it's not like we're dealing with a lot of carpet.
Yeah.
But then I did. Somebody was like, "You don't." I saw a TikTok mainly. They do ask people to take their shoes off, and our baby is on the floor.
We always have people take their shoes off. We just always do because it just gets so hard to clean the floor
all the time.
Cleaning it all the time, and it's like. I just did my spring cleaning and it was like just the amount of dust from not even having any shoes on the floor, dust and raisins. There's like a lot of raisins. Like, another raisin. Wonder where this came from. My addiction, my strange addiction. But yeah, I love the idea of just never wearing shoes inside, just coming in and like I have my slippers, I put them on, my house shoes, I'm good. Yeah,
I do the house shoes.
Yeah.
But that's one I'm going to probably reiterate. As long as if you're going onto the carpet or the rug, you got to take your shoes off.
Yeah, just take them off at the door. It's especially in New York City. It's like you're stepping on piss in the subway. It's
not good.
Some people
get really weird about taking their shoes off.
Some people get so weird about it, and it's like, I mean, it's not your home.
Yeah. Well, I also feel like in Asian culture, it's so the norm that you don't even question it. And if you do, you're racist. That you're like, I wish we had that started. In our culture as well.
That's actually like a white people stereotype, although I like many stereotypes, it is based a little bit in reality that white people, we don't take our shoes off and it's kind of gross and dirty of us because also, we're just like, I was out on the farm. I don't care, you know.
Did you know that also, I didn't know this, that we're known for showering without a washcloth, and a lot of cultures find that disgusting.
Oh, but I love a washcloth.
I love a washcloth too.
Well, I go either or, with washcloth, without, because I scrub.
Yes.
And then I give myself a day off.
Well, I'm assuming is because you can't. Some people, you know, but wiping their butt with their bar of soap.
Oh, butt soap. Butt soap. Yeah,
but
yeah. Well, so, you do need to clean it.
Yeah,
and where else are you supposed to do it? That's why I think I always go washcloth over loofah, and I feel like we have tackled that on this show before.
Because a loofah gets disgusting.
You can't really wash a loofah. Like I use a washcloth one or two times maybe, and then I throw it in the laundry. I just have a ton of washcloths.
Same. It's easier.
Yeah, and
better for the environment.
It's better for the environment, and. Also, wait, what was I going to say? Something
hygiene,
left me.
Hygiene, washcloth, stereotypes. We just get down like a
No, it's not coming back. It'll come back in like 20 minutes. I'll be like, and then.
Yeah.
It'll come back up.
If it comes back.
Yes. But I think, oh, this is what it was. It was, I think sometimes people in more suburban environments don't take the shoes off, which is fine because like if you're just going in the car and then you're going in Walmart, like what's. You're good.
Yeah.
You're good.
Well, have you ever met someone that won't let you sit on their bed in your subway clothes?
Mm. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one was shocking, but I also am like, I get it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to press you on this one.
I have like, I don't wear my inside, like when I go into my own home, and this was a thing I remember during COVID, it was like, you should don't wear your outside clothes around your house because you're just tracking dirt.
Well, the subway's disgusting. I get annoyed when Joe puts his backpack on the bed.
I am such, I
and they think you're a bitch.
I put my, I know, I'm both people in this scenario because I
can't micromanage anywhere like this.
I put my backpack on the bed, but then I'm absolutely disgusted by myself because I will like have it on a bus. In like
floor.
A mega bus.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you know, I can't think of a dirtier place than the mega bus.
Yes.
Where there's like a bathroom 2 feet away. You're in an enclosed space with an outhouse.
There's pee. There's cum.
There's pee everywhere. Yeah. Somebody's having fun on there.
Yes. Barf. I've been on the subway on the seat where there's barf.
Have you ever thrown up on the train before?
I've never thrown up on the train before, but it was an early commute and there was barf and I was like, I think I can sit next to it. And I felt like I won the contest of who can sit closest to the barf without getting touched by it.
That is such a New York City mentality where you're like, my legs are tired. I guess I'm just going to sit on the puke.
There's a little incline, so it won't slosh into me. So I can sit next to it.
Yeah. Yeah. You're fine. You're safe. You're safe from it. I have thrown up in public several times. Yeah. It's both. One time was from really being sick. And this was my trick. It's only been two times, but I say I recommend this. If you're in public and you think you're going to barf, go in between two parked cars.
Yes.
Just barf in the middle, you know, and then it happens. Good.
It's not unusual. I've seen people barf in the city.
When you got it, I mean, what are you supposed to do? Swallow it?
Right.
One time I was at a party. Let it out.
Isn't it weird you get busted for peeing in public, but you don't get busted for barfing? I guess because you're not showing your... inadvertently your
Unless
genitalia, but a lot of people aren't showing their genitalia
from bulimia.
When they pee.
Yeah, and then you're like, oh, you know, it's like, ma'am, go to the restroom.
Yeah.
One time when I was in college, I was drinking, you know, when you're in college and you're like, I had a shot, then I had a beer, then I had a punch.
You're all
you
over
know?
The place. Yeah.
All over the place.
And
I
then smoking
barfed.
Weed.
Yeah. Yeah. Just outrageous behavior. And you're eating like chili cheese fries and stuff. I was at a party. I had a shirt from Forever 21. It was a teal jewel tone button down blouse.
Okay.
I threw up into my own sleeve.
Okay.
And then went to the bathroom, washed my mouth out, washed my shirt out, and went home with someone.
I see, that's my favorite thing. There, when you're drinking and you do barf, there is a thing in your mind being like,
I'm good.
No one noticed.
Yeah,
no
the noticed. Problem's over now. Meanwhile, people are like, what's wrong with your hair? Your hair has a clump.
Well, one time when I was dating this one guy with the long-term relationship, I had, you know, the next morning you're brushing your teeth and I barfed because of drinking the night before. And I thought I cleaned it up, but it was so embarrassing for him to be like, did you throw up in the sink? And I lied.
I was like, no.
That's
I don't
crazy.
Know what that was.
That's crazy.
That's so funny. I love that. What toxic. Oh, what a great illustration of just toxic behavior. Just a bold-faced lie.
Well, because definitely I was in the throes of alcoholism, and to me that just felt like a clear sign of alcoholism of just like going barfing in the sink before you go to work.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you need to get your morning. You need to have a beer. Here are the dog.
Now we've diverted from a lot of our hygiene.
Let's get back to the.
We went
way
out. We went way bad, like crazy homeless
bad
hygiene,
and now we're coming back into. Let's do hair. Let's do the hair one.
Okay, so this one, these are I'm getting from TikTok because people were talking about these are my hygiene things.
Okay,
and I've heard of. I only didn't know this, but you should be double shampooing. That's why on the directions it says rinse and repeat.
Double shampooing. And I have started using a clarifying shampoo. It's a suave daily clarifying shampoo. So you can use it. It's harsh that you would not want to use it every single day.
Yes.
But I incorporate it once a week and it's really helped with like any type of product buildup.
Yes.
Because you see those things, and I really want to do this, although it's so expensive. It's like $200 to do the Japanese scalp treatment, where you go in, they put a tiny camera on your scalp, and they mortify you. And you're like, see, you're disgusting. That's as we thought.
Yeah.
And then they do like a full cleaning, and then they put it on at the end, and you're like, oh, wow, I did have a lot of product buildup. But sometimes I feel like my scalp is like a little flaky.
Mine's that way, and it's embarrassing, especially when you're working in a professional environment.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it's embarrassing. And then there's times where I've washed my hair, then I've styled it, I put it in like a half up, and then because it's half up, I'm exposing hair that I never get to. And I'm like, why is it stringy there?
Yes.
And it's because I couldn't wash all of it out. And that's why you need to do the double shampooing.
Yeah. And incorporate the clarifying too. Because I think I use a moisturizing shampoo and sometimes I wash it, especially after like working out.
Yeah.
Washing with the moisturizing, you're like, it doesn't feel clean. It just feels still kind of cakey.
Well, when you do the double rinse, you do feel... Your hair texture feels different in the shower. It's got like that squeak to it.
What was the brand you were mentioning?
So this is, I heard, is recommended. And I actually have a scalp issue. It's not as bad as it used to be because I use apple cider vinegar shampoo.
Okay. I heard that's really good for clarifying too.
Yeah. And it helped. But I would get a flaky scalp and I occasionally get it all along here. It's really bad. they were saying use Nizoral, which sounds like a racial slur.
Yeah, so we're suspicious of who named it.
Yeah. And it's supposed to be antifungal, and it's supposed to be also good for promoting hair growth, because I'm losing quite a bit of hair that mm-hmm. I've actually looked into hair transplants. Men yeah. online, let me know if I need a hair yes. transplant. Rip yeah. into it.
I've known a few people that get the hair surgery, and
it's usually men, but I've looked into it, and I feel like a lot of women deal with hair thinning.
Yeah, they do.
And it's not, I'm not like here, no, like it's like a comb over where I'm like, we're like, oh my
you
God.
Have a bald spot, but yeah.
It's along the hairline, which makes me feel like, receding.
Yes, a little receding. Now, I have really thick hair, but you know, I still do have like, I remember getting my hair cut one time from the hairdresser was like, you have bald spots, so you should not be parting on the side. I was like, oh, I thought that was my hairline.
Yeah, whoops.
Yeah, but if you do have receding, you're supposed to never do tight ponytails.
Tight ponytails a lot in my youth.
Same. From, and it like, can really cause like alopecia. Ponytail. Yeah.
And then now my son is just ripping my hair out. like the carpet is just full of hair.
I used to lose hair a ton when I would have lower protein diet. I would lose a ton of hair. Like I would just notice it just coming out in the shower.
Yeah. I always ask the hairdresser in there and say that I'm fine. Mm-hmm. But I'm always feeling, are they just doing that because they don't want to deal with it?
Right. They don't want to hear, like, I can't do the hair transplant on you.
I know, but I'm just nervous. I might go in for a consultation.
I think you should. There's no shame in, you know, a consultation is like a free spa appointment. Like, yeah. You're telling them your problems. And you're like, I'm a mom.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Well, I want to see some before and afters. Anybody out there, females, DM me privately. I will not release your name.
Yes.
Let me know if you've done it. Because I've seen it successful on men.
Yeah.
And I can't see why it wouldn't work for me. I just want a few like hair follicles right here.
Yeah, just a light touch. Well, I am definitely I want to get something maybe a little bit more for my scalp too, because it does feel like in the winter, the scalp can get so dry.
Yeah.
And then it's like, unless you're taking on conditioner, which is going to speed up how often you need to do your hair.
Yeah.
I like to use a little argan oil. Sometimes I do it. Like I'll put on argan oil. I'll just put it, comb it all the way through.
Yeah.
Let it sit. And then I will wash with the clarifying. And that's kind of nice.
Okay.
But and it does help with the scalp. But if you're also like, I'm like, I don't know. That's why I want the little
oily
camera. Like, do I have buildup? Is that why my scalp is a little irritated, or is it dry? Like, I need the
like
science.
A new fear unlocked. That's not really a thing to worry. You know what I mean?
Right. Like your
telling
scalp
us
is
our
fine.
Vaginas are really stinky, and then you find out it's actually normal to have that kind of
yes
pH level, and not to change
douche.
It down there. Yeah,
big douche is trying to make money off of you.
Yeah, we don't want that in the head department.
No. We definitely don't.
Here's another one. What do I have? Oh, water picking.
You're into water picking
now. I just started again. I tried it in my high school years when my parents got a water pick.
I didn't even know that it went back that far. I thought it was like a brand new thing. I guess it's so funny
it's
with
been in
TikTok.
The 90s.
Like,
it started in the 90s.
Things come up on TikTok, like a new song. You're like, wow, that's new. And it's like, no, that's from the 80s.
Yeah, that broke out. Yeah.
It's a remix.
I didn't, and I didn't know how to do it. So the bathroom was just like a fucking disaster.
Like water park.
Yeah. It's just like everything, water everywhere. And then after seeing somebody say, I don't like flossing because I don't like the feeling of the string button.
I hate it. Your finger is
tight.
Purple.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ugh. And then the sticks, I'm like, so what do I use one stick for each individual tooth? Or do I just jam the food from the previous tooth into the next tooth?
That's why they say the sticks aren't good.
I don't like the sticks.
Which
you can't get in the back area.
I do use the sticks, and I'll kind of just like clean it as I go, you know?
Yeah.
If I'm flossing regularly, I don't ever usually have that much of buildup of plaque.
Yeah.
But I am putting it back up in the tooth.
So I'm just like, that's not the perfect. So I've revisited the water pick because Joe got one for some reason as maybe like a present for his podcast or something. And it's smaller, it's easier to use. And I put a little hydrogen peroxide in it, half water, half peroxide. And I heard that helps with whitening. Mm. And I use it for my fixed retainer because I get food in there. And that's very, it's just satisfying to see some of the chunks come out of your mouth.
Yeah. And when you get that, when you don't floss or go to the dentist for a while, you start to get that tartar. And mm-hmm. you're like, why does my tooth feel rough? Ugh, yeah. Nothing drives me crazy like that.
And then healthy gums do look so much better.
Oh, yeah.
Not that that's a surprise to say.
Yeah.
Guys, I just like unhealthy gums. Yeah. Yeah.
I like gingivitis.
And, receding. They recede and you don't want gum receding because people are getting gum grafts. Apparently that's also
ouchie. A physical. Like a Hollywood type of thing.
Yeah, to like, cause if you have a gummy smile or something. And I'm like, that's psychotic. And apparently it's very painful.
I have a little bit of receding gums and it's really hard. You know, I have a lot of issues with my teeth because I have fluoridosis where like the tooth is actually brown because the enamel is like kind of like translucent.
Yeah.
So like I have to be really careful with like any type of enamel loss. And for any of my brown tooth girlies out there, people have been vicious with me online. They'll be like, your teeth look bad. It's like smoking cigarettes. It's like, honey, I wish. It's just my genes.
No, I had a dentist one time. I was staying right there. Mm-hmm. And he's like, this is bothering me. I'm like, well, it's not bothering me.
Yeah. He's trying to upsell you. Yeah. Well, I use the fluoride or the nice toothpaste. What's it called?
I like Arm & Hammer.
I love Arm & Hammer. I love the foam of it. You get a good foam and you really clean your teeth. I use I can't believe I'm blanking on the name of my toothpaste right now. It's the one that's like, Sensodyne. So I use the Sensodyne Pronamel, which is not that strong of a toothpaste. It's like very gentle. So you really have to actually like not really be eating that much sugar. You have to like do the slow brushing for a full 2 minutes with the soft brush, which is annoying.
Do you ever get annoyed? I think Joe's parents use AIM and I'm like, that's just candy for your mouth.
What even is that?
It's just blue gel.
Ooh.
But it's one of those things where you're like, I need a stronger toothpaste.
Give me a Colgate. Give me a Colgate. My mom got a toothpaste.
It has to be whitening for me now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
My mom got a toothpaste that was, I loved it. I think it was Crest Gum Care, and it was really foamy, and it just, it cleaned so good.
I bet you there's probably really expensive toothpaste out there that I would love to try out.
Oh my God, a luxury toothpaste?
I know, I feel like that is a new market to tap into.
Did you ever get into oil pulling? Did you ever do that one?
I looked into that one because they said that actually can make your mouth healthier and whitening. And then I Googled it and they're like, there's actually no behind it.
Yeah, that's what I know. It's like so many things. I guess in order for there to be science behind it, they would have to run like clinical tests. And it's like, what person is going to dump $1 million into like testing oil pulling because they can't sell it? You know, big oil pulling. But that to me, I'm like, there's no way I can, I'm going to swallow. Okay. I got about 30 seconds before I gulp the oil.
Yeah.
And it's not going to, but I've been really trying to, you know, I didn't go to the dentist for like, you know, you're like in your 20s. Well, you're like, who's going to the dentist in your 20s?
I don't have the money.
You have to pay out of pocket. It's like $250. Yeah, and then they're like, oh, we need x-rays. No, you don't.
And this is what I found out. This is one place where I get conspiracy theorist.
Yes, same.
It's really bad. I just find it hard to trust a lot of doctors in New York when their rent is so high, particularly dentists, where it's just like, how do you know what's going on in your mouth? I have a don't ask, don't tell policy that mm-hmm. if it's not bothering me, it's not an issue.
Yes.
So I found this out apparently with some dentists, they'll consider it a cavity if they think it'll turn to a cavity.
Yes, that is true.
So
that
if you get
true.
X-rays and then you have some brown marking, sometimes it's just a stain.
Yeah, or sometimes like they can do like if they have the little hole, like the little pinhole, if they can put their thing into it, then it's a cavity. If they put the little poker into it. But I've been trying to go like every year because although my dentist is stalking me right now, every week he's like calling me like it's been 8 months. I'm like,
they're really bad.
I'm like, hon, I'm fine.
I felt like the dentist that we just had, Joe's found one in Astoria that he really likes. was kind of like really into Joe's fame a little bit.
Meaning like star fucking dentist
asking, you know, like about shows and stuff like that, that I just felt like there was boundaries being crossed, like calling a lot.
Don't let him put me on anesthesia.
Well, I just felt in the dentist world, it feels like a place where they know they can get a lot of money out of you. And somebody shared an article with me about that. This is a thing to worry about.
Upselling with the dentist, like, oh, you need this. I went to a dentist here in Astoria and they were always trying to upsell, like, oh, well, you need Invisalign. I'm like, I've worked in the entertainment industry for a long time. Like, my teeth have, I always thought, oh, I need to get veneers.
No.
I need to get Invisalign. It's like, it's never held me back. Never helped me back because no one can see.
Also,
no one notices.
You can't do period piece movies with veneers.
Right, right. And veneers are risky. It's a financial trap. It's a financial trap because you have to get them at minimum every 10 years.
And 10 years goes by fast the older you get.
Yeah. You're like about to lose your home and you're like, I need my tooth. My teeth are off.
I know. And then you're like, yeah. And I would probably choose teeth over home.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
In that department. But people's veneers are falling out.
Yeah.
I just think it's such risky. And I do have a feeling that natural teeth will swing back into trend again.
And also, like, if your teeth are healthy, there's no need to mess with that. It's like they're a living part of your body. You don't need to get them. Because in order to get veneers, as I've looked into many times, I've been on the verge of getting it many times, but it's like, it's 10 grand.
Yeah.
It's 10 grand it's every 10 cheap. Years for the rest of your life. But they have to file down your tooth.
They're like critter teeth.
Yeah.
They're like
filing your tooth
tiny
to critters.
Little points.
Yeah. And that's what Tom Cruise is like underneath those veneers. But I will say my dentist, who again is nuts, but I do like him. He's elderly, but he has wild toupee.
Yeah.
And I just find him to be hysterical. He's got kind of like Eastern European like accent. And he did give me a talk about minimum you should go to the dentist every year because, and again, this could have been his, you know, this is like his sales pitch, but I do think that this is true because they've done a lot of research that like if you have food, you know, if your food doesn't get brushed off or whatever, you get like a little piece of food or something.
Yeah.
And it just stays on your tooth for like whatever.
Like General Tso's chicken always gets stuck in my teeth.
Could stay in there for
popcorn.
Months and months.
Popcorn kernel and skin is always in the gums.
Yeah. It molds to your tooth, right? And it gets like solidified on there. And then what ends up happening, and it's decaying.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, it's decaying in your mouth. And what ends up happening is it breaks off and then it can actually cause cancer in your body because you're eating decayed food that's been
yucky.
Rotting for like 6 months in your mouth.
Yeah.
Even if it's a tiny particle, it can totally screw you up.
Good to know.
Yeah. So I will be going. Dr. Pollock, I'll be in there.
Fine. It's what is it usually now
once
for?
A year.
How much is a teeth cleaning in New York? $250?
I pay out of pocket and it's like $200. And I never get x-rays. I'm like, you'll see it.
Yeah,
you'll see it.
That's my thing. It's we'll take care of it once it shows itself.
Yes.
When it's ready. It's not ready.
I'm so lucky too, though, that I do have healthy teeth. I've only had one cavity in my 37 years.
Well, that's like as soon as I started going to the dentist, I had cavities all over the place. And now that I don't go to the dentist, I haven't had a cavity yet.
I love you're taking the STD route. But, no testing.
But it feels like when it start hurting.
Eventually it's going to hurt, right?
Like, yeah, so why don't we just take care of it then?
Although I will say I've known a couple people that, you know, didn't go to the dentist for a long time. And then what ended up happening was it was a cavity. They never felt it. And then what happened? It went straight to root canal.
Yeah.
That happened to a good friend of mine. And then, he had to like go in. Then it's an ordeal because you're having mouth pain. You have horrific tooth pain, but then you can't get an appointment right away. You have to schedule. So then you're just like putting weird gel on it. Like that's tough.
Yeah.
And I would never want, but root canals are better than they used to be.
True. I haven't had one yet, but I'm going to try to avoid.
Now let's talk sheets.
Yeah.
Go into sheets.
Let's do sheets.
Cause I love, and you know, I like that word. This is our spin on spring cleaning this year because we did spring cleaning 2 years in a row. But this is like spring cleaning for the body and mind.
Yes. I change my sheets twice a week. No,
Twice every, a week. Oh my God. Weeks. This is when we find out you're OCD. Every night.
Oh my God. I had a roommate that couldn't use a, had to use a clean towel every day.
Wow.
My towels are getting washed every 2 weeks.
I use a towel for about a week, but I use a body towel and a hair towel.
Yeah, same.
And, but yeah, about every week, but sometimes because we travel, like maybe it's 2 weeks, whatever. Like I'm not super precious with the towels when they start to smell.
Yes. Well, I just do my linens every 2 weeks. It's just easier to round everything up.
Every 2 weeks. And then it's hard because it's like now you're schlepping to the yes. laundromat. It's my dream to have a laundromat in the home. I'd be washing everything all
every
the time.
Day. Exactly. Everything would be a lot cleaner.
It's the easiest
in my
way.
Apartment.
I would get a Ruggable. I'm obsessed with I love the Ruggable. Which is hilarious. It's like, yeah, I'm now dragging this to the laundromat.
No way.
Right.
I know. They make a big deal about certain things. Like, I want to wash a comforter or the duvet.
They immediately accuse you of bed bugs. It's horrific.
That you're like, oh, so what am I going to just... I think I'm just rather buy a new duvet.
If you have a duvet... Because you know what I do? I have a comforter cover. So I wash the comforter cover once, like twice a season. And then... so like I have a summer blanket and a winter blanket. And so if you don't have a comforter cover, you can get away with washing it once every 5 years. That's what I read because I looked into it because we have a down
Mine's
comforter.
Gross underneath the comforter cover, the duvet cover.
I mean, I think that like...
But I've had mine for 15 years now.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
I should buy a new one.
You can.
I will buy a new one.
But I think like, you know, it's like, who cares? It's a little gross under there. Nobody's seeing it.
Well, as long as... I've always said that like... like if as a kid, like I would consider swimming a bath where you're like, well, I feel clean and that's good enough for me.
Yes.
And then my hair would just be dreaded in the back.
I love having fresh, clean sheets on a bed though. It is. I feel like I sleep so much better. It's the best feeling.
It is. It's like you can tell you have clean sheets.
Oh, it feels good.
I live for it. I've been spraying. I got some in some baskets, some stuff to spray on the sheets to smell good. But I tell you, like, you spray it and then once you go into bed like an hour later, it's not there.
It's never there.
It's never there.
I like using Febreze for some stuff like that because Febreze does have like, you know, the odor eating does kind of like kill, you know, kills any type of bacteria. I had a terrible thing, which maybe I've talked about this on here before, but we had like a different washing strategy where we would just put all the towels in one basket and then I would wash those. I would like take those and just wash them in hot. All of the towels started smelling really bad, like mildew. Like they never got, I'm like putting extra soap, putting all the soap.
Yeah.
Something can happen with the towels where like this soap doesn't fully penetrate the grime because it's just like you can put as much soap in, it's not going in. So what I had to do, and this worked, I found this online, it was amazing, like life changing. I washed all the towels in hot, extra hot water with extra soap. Then I put them in another load with a ton of white vinegar.
I've heard the vinegar, but sometimes vinegar, you're like, it's clean, but now it's like salad dressing.
Yes, yeah. And that's what I was afraid of. I was like, ew, gross. But I will say it worked. And it was, I was like, are we going to have to get new towels?
Yeah.
Like, it was so yucky. But these are like laundromat, hashtag laundromat problems.
Yes. Well, I've heard that like you should actually rinse your washer with vinegar every now and then because it cleans out the system.
Oh, vinegar is such a powerful...
It is. I found out that's how you also can kill mold in your bathroom. The black mold that it does better than bleach because of the molecular whatever. The science.
Bleach is, and bleach is like so toxic. You're like, I accidentally swallowed it.
It's also, I get so nervous now because you clean with so many different products. That bleach is actually one of the worst things to mix.
Yes, if you mix it with ammonia, then it's like you're dead.
Yes, I've heard, and I think you're not supposed to mix it also with vinegar.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, it's very tricky because like some things that you have, you don't realize. Like I have scrubbing bubbles okay, that has bleach in it. I didn't know. You just think like, oh, it's scrubbing bubbles. Then my cleansing wipes, those have ammonia in it.
Yes.
So if you, even if you mix those, like you have to be really careful.
Yeah, people because can, you can die or have poison control have to come to your house.
Yeah. And God, how embarrassing in your 40s. Like, I can't read.
No, it's so weird that you don't think of stuff like that. Like I remember in high school, for some reason, my dad thought, we had to do something with gasoline,
mm-hmm.
and he put it in a styrofoam cup, and immediately it dissolved the styrofoam
wow.
cup. And you're like, science,
that's
wild.
Hilarious.
But it's not like there's big warning signs. Like there's certain things people are like, I see so much stuff on TikTok that I'm like, mental note, I'm now gonna have to scare my child with that. Like, please don't dig huge holes in the beach because it could cave in and suffocate you to death.
Wow.
Because I just saw that as a case.
That's hilarious. You're like, tips.
Scare tactics.
Similar, like with the Zoloft, I didn't realize that. Remember we had Liz on and she was talking about she can't have the grapefruit.
Yes.
And I didn't realize, like, they didn't, no doctor told me that. It's like, what, a fruit?
Yes.
You can't have grapefruit because it will the cause acidity. You to have, like, your brain will start popping off and you'll have to go to the hospital.
Yes.
It's horrific.
I've heard that with grapefruit juice and Molly.
And
or
also
acid or something that it can either negate it or it makes it worse. I can't remember.
It's because your intestines doesn't absorb it like takes it longer. And I love grapefruit. So it's been a winter without grapefruit. It's a sacrifice for all of us.
For your mental health.
Shall we wrap up on, did you have one more down there?
Oh, this isn't really hygiene, but I've moved my guasha.
I like that. Yeah. I moved
it into the shower and decide I don't have the time to just do it and I forget about it. But if it's in the shower,
that's cool.
And we heard Julia said, you're not really supposed to do the guasha with cold. It's supposed to be
warm. Yeah. I have fallen off the guasha wagon a long time ago and I see
I know the science behind it. Do you think it works?
I really do because, you know, you see these women, like, especially like, you know, like the Chinese women on TikTok where they're like just doing it and they look great. And you're like, yeah. It does.
Maybe.
It makes sense that you use your face so much and it relaxes the facial
muscles.
Does
it also help with collagen? People are talking I was very skeptical about the red light mask. And people are saying it's actually good to fight aging.
I want to get
it.
But I want to get it.
I don't want to spend $150 on something that I will be made fun of with my family.
Yeah.
And the results are barely there.
I only want to use it on the plane.
Yeah.
When I can call. Excuse me. Don't
talk
to
me.
A queen. Yeah. Well, thanks for joining us, everybody. Please like and subscribe.
Yeah. And let us know if you've got any hygiene tips. I also saw some girl talking about taking parsley pills to help with vaginal odor.
Ooh.
I'll just leave that there.
Yeah. Okay, and we're done.
Lady Dirty.